Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon, everybody. Hello.
Happy birthday. And happy one day after Father's Day. I almost called you yesterday.
My birthday was
yesterday. I know. Okay. And I almost called you. And I thought, I'm not going to bother him on his birthday. I knew you were with your family. And I hope that you had a wonderful day. I know it's kind of a twofer when your birthday falls on Father's Day.
Yeah, you get screwed.
But I know there's no other place you'd rather be than with those girls and seeing your mom and all that stuff. So.
No, we had a lovely time. Saturday night, we went out to Jasper's.
Oh, yeah.
I met Jasper's brother. Yeah. I had never met him before. Mm-hmm. Jasper was at some charity event, but his brother was there. And
did you get the back room?
We did not.
Oh.
We did not. We got a table for five right in the middle. It was lovely. Our server was Elliot. He was the best waiter I have ever had in my entire life.
Yep.
He was good. I got his card, and I texted Jasper yesterday.
Said
I said, whatever you do, do not let Elliot go.
Is he a young man?
Yeah, he's a young man.
Yeah, he's waited
early
on us
20s,
before.
I think.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And then yesterday we did lunch at my mom's, and that was it. And we went home. I have a couple of run, do not walks from the weekend.
Okay. We going to save those? You want to dive right into those?
I'll start with one. I told Sam about this earlier today. I never thought I would say that I have a run, do not walk that stars Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
Yeah. And now I'm trying to remember the name. Sam, what was the name of it?
I don't remember.
Oh, gosh,
is Brad Pitt in it in a cameo?
No.
Because that is one of the funniest damn movies I've ever seen in my
Sandra
life.
Sandra Bullock 2021. It's The Unforgivables.
Okay.
The Unforgivables. Or The Unforgivables. Beg your pardon. The Unforgivables.
Oh, very.
Came out in 2021.
Serious.
Very serious
movie. I have seen it.
She's a convicted murderer.
Yes.
Released from prison.
Yes. She was, I believe, nominated for an Oscar for that role.
She should have been.
The Unforgivables or Unforgiven. I don't remember which one.
It wasn't The Unforgiven.
But
it's Unforgivable. Unforgivable. Okay.
Yeah, singular.
Don't say anything else about it because it's one of those you don't read about it, don't Google it. You just want to watch it. It's outstanding. I've seen it.
She had to completely change her appearance for this movie.
Yep.
And it is hard to watch.
It is. She is bitter. She is angry. And that's all we're going to say about it. It's okay. Very, very good.
It is a run, do not walk.
Yep.
And we just happened upon it. I mean, we were just looking around, you know, what sounds good, what looks good. And T was going through the movies. And I said, you know, whatever you want, it'll be what I want. So just find something good. And she goes, what about this one? It's called The Unforgivable. I go, Sandra Bullock? You know, nothing against Sandra Bullock, but
she's in a lot of rom-coms, and this is the antithesis of the rom-com. I mean, it is dark. It's dark.
It is. Yeah, it's a dark movie.
She has been shifting her career, though, because what I think like 10 years ago, she was in that movie Gravity.
Yeah.
When they're in space the whole time. Now, you want to talk about a thriller.
Are
you being serious?
Oh, you're going to need a new pair of britches after that movie.
We ended up watching a Mark Wahlberg film. And let me just tell you,
They're all the same.
I'm not even going to say run, do not walk, because they're all the same. And if you're just looking for a mind numb where lots of things are exploding and lots of shots are being fired and you're not even really sure what's happening, that's any Mark Wahlberg movie. And I'll have to look up the name,
honestly.
He's
always in the FBI.
This was CIA.
Okay, all right, sorry.
And at the end of the movie, I said to Johnny, I said, I don't even know what that was about, but I liked it.
Well, look it up. What was it?
Oh, it's about some guy that's, they think he's a double agent, but I don't even know. But it was so good. I think it had the number 22 in it. I'll look
Mile
it up.
22.
Mile 22. Oh,
that's a good one. I've seen that one.
Since he's only in one CIA movie, most of them are FBI. All you have to do is Google Mark Wahlberg CIA movie.
But you guys, it's literally every movie he's ever been in. And they're all good.
It's the same
movie every time. They've all got some quick one-liners. Mm-hmm. They've all got a bad guy. It all involves high government conspiracy stuff.
And he always starts out the good guy, but then somebody tries to turn him into the bad guy behind his back.
And he's not having none of that.
And he doesn't realize he's been turned into the bad guy, so he has to turn himself back into the good guy.
I do have to tell you the funniest story, because, you know, we did all the things for Father's Day. And then last night, we came home. We've moved, semi-moved. We were pulling weeds all weekend. My back has never been so sore. Did a lot of gardening. And so last night, I said, babe, I just want to watch Jaws. It's time. It's the 50th anniversary. I had a dream Saturday night that Steven Spielberg was in a local restaurant, and I was following him out, and I said, Steven, I think Jaws is the best movie of all time, but I can't get to all of the commemorative events. Which one should I go to? And he turned and said, well, thank you, and then told me to go to something at Martha's Vineyard. That was my dream. So last night, we are watching Jaws on the heels of my very first fishing trip that doesn't involve Deanna Rose.
Okay, Deanna Rose, and I love Deanna Rose, but that's not fishing.
Well, but when the children were little, you throw the little thing in and you catch the fish. And, you know, I had not been fishing on the dock with a lure since in many, many years. And you guys know this, for Father's Day, I surprised him with all of his fishing stuff. I have never been to a Bass Pro Shop. It was...
And if they have anything to say about it, you never will again.
I do not belong in that store. Nice. The nicest young man helped me. We got all of the things. And then you guys yesterday, I said, well, I kind of want to fish. And so, you know, we got the stuff all out and we were doing the deal. And this will circle back around to Jaws. I cast one out and, you know, I'm reeling it in and I cast and I reel and I cast. I'm doing all the things. And then finally, you know, after about 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, let's do something.
You were bored?
I was like, well, it was very relaxing, but it was really the sun.
You have to have patience. Yeah, gotta have fish.
And I mean, you know me, come on. So I say, I'm going to throw one more out, and I want to catch a marlin with this thing. So I throw it out, and I'm reeling in.
You want to catch a what?
Something big.
A marlin?
Yeah, something big.
She did say marlin, yes.
That is a saltwater fish.
So I'm going to throw this thing out, and I'm going to catch something big. And
Where were you fishing? Sure enough,
I start a reel and a reel and it stops. And the little rod is bending. I get so excited.
You got a stick, did you?
And I think, I think I got something. I think it's big. It's big.
It's a stick.
And I'm reeling and I'm reeling.
You're not feeling any pullback.
No, it was not pulling back. He comes over. It's exactly what you said. And he goes, sweetheart, it's stuck on the bottom.
Yeah.
And that was the end of my fishing
career.
Where
did you go fishing?
Yesterday afternoon.
No, where?
Quivira.
Huh. Do they have fish?
Oh, my gosh.
Not any marlins.
They have bass.
They don't have.
And pike. I know these things because I had to be educated to go to Bass Pro Shop and tell them what I needed. He said, well, what kind of fish are you fishing for? And I go, no. I am not fishing.
Do you have largemouth or smallmouth?
There were a lot of little.
They only have largemouth.
Lure I'm the things one that did the research. In there. Yeah. Sam, I did. Scott, I called Sam.
She asked me, and I was like, I don't know. So I just did the research.
Isn't that funny?
Did you catch a walleye?
I did not. I caught a stick on the bottom.
Did anybody catch anything?
No, we were not there a real long time, but I want
to
go back.
If there's really fish in Lake Quivira.
Oh, they stock them.
No, they stock it.
Really?
They stock fish to feed the bigger fish to make the bigger fish bigger. They have competitions for the children out there and all this stuff. Anyway, did you hear that a hammerhead shark fell out of the sky over the weekend? I'm not making this up. Look it up. There's a video.
What?
a hammerhead shark.
Did you take your medicine today?
Fell out of the sky and landed on some people playing frisbee golf.
Like Sharknado?
I think someone was concussed. I don't know. Can you imagine?
South Carolina.
Yes. Can you imagine that you're just out there enjoying your Father's Day and you're like, let's play some frisbee golf. Ain't nobody getting injured playing frisbee golf. And a shark falls from the sky and smacks you about the head. That's what happened. Look it up.
Was it a Carolina hammerhead?
A what?
There is a specific type of hammerhead for the Carolinas.
Okay, all right.
Carolina hammerhead.
We need to stop for a second. This was bird food.
Jonathan Marlowe, who snapped the now viral photos of his friend holding up the aquatic predator.
It's a foot and a half long. It is not a hammerhead like you would think.
Well, it's not even a foot long.
It would have been if it didn't careen to its death.
It's not even a foot long.
Dana.
Look at that leaf next to it.
That doesn't even qualify.
Quoting here from Mr. Marlowe, teeing off on number 11 at Splinter and saw an osprey carrying something over us. Two crows were chasing it into a tree, and then the shark fell from the sky.
Oh, well, no, actually, no. Now that I see a picture of the guy holding it up. Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is about a foot and a half.
About
That's
a foot and
big
half
leaf.
Long.
That would eventually become what we know as the, speaking of Jaws, the gigantic hammerhead shark.
It's a baby.
I got to be honest, when you first mentioned it, I thought you were saying that a full-grown hammerhead fell out of the sky.
Now
I was like, what?
Now that would be a viral video because everyone would be dead. But Scott, seriously, they're playing frisbee golf. And the thing, you wouldn't tell me, you wouldn't have to change your pants when you look down and there's a shark
Dana,
falling from
when,
the sky?
When you said originally that I would have to change my pants, I thought like a six-foot-long hammerhead with really sharp teeth fell out of the sky onto some guys at a disc golf tournament.
I don't think it's any less unbelievable because it was a teenager hammerhead.
But this isn't even, this is infant.
Okay, in all seriousness for a second, we are keeping an eye on what's going on at New Century Airport. Sorry to go completely squirrel here. We did have a twin engine plane land on top of a hangar.
Maya.
Oh gosh, it wasn't, was it?
No.
I'm kidding.
Two people have been treated for injuries. That's all we have as far as information for right now. Beechcraft King Air turboprop plane landed on top of the hangar.
All right. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, real quick, and this is not a topic, it is unusual, but there were very, very minor injuries when that plane landed on the roof out at New Century. And listen to this from Twitter. Bizarre call of the day, maybe the year. A Beechcraft King Air 90 has landed on the roof of a building at New Century near Gardner.
Today, what happened?
The aircraft was arriving at New Century after a flight from Butler, Missouri. Pilot and passenger have minor lacerations. The airport tower first reported the crash to emergency dispatchers. As crews were responding, the pilot called 911 and said, "Can someone help us get down from the roof?" No reports of significant damage to the building. Everyone who was inside was safely evacuated.
How do you put a plane on a roof?
Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating until the NTSB can arrive. Everybody's fine. It is cockamamie.
It is harder to land a plane on the roof of the hangar than it is on the runway.
Yeah, I don't.
How did I
don't know.
To Scott's point, how did they get this done?
Unless they quickly lost power or something and tried to glide it. But it is cockamamie on the slanted roof.
They couldn't have been coming in hot because they would have gone through the roof.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if I'm
impressed concerned.
Yeah.
I'm a little impressed. I don't know what happened here.
I mean, that's a quick stop.
Sam, because we've had so much news over the weekend, you also said there are new photos of the sole survivor of the Air India crash walking away as the building explodes.
Yeah, there's a couple of updates there. They've gotten the second black box out of the plane. And then, of course, as more and more people start posting the videos and pictures that they captured that day, there is now a video. You know, the plane crashes, everybody pulls out their phone, and they are videoing the building. And as the building explodes, you can see our sole survivor just walking, almost like an action film. It's wild. Walking away from the smoke.
Calmly, Scott, he is walking.
Well, he's in a daze.
I know, he's in shock, but he is walking as if, and when you say there's an explosion, there's an inferno all around him, and there are four people in the foreground screaming with their phones, call 911, what has just happened? They're frantic.
Right.
And then there's this survivor in the white t-shirt just strolling casually toward these people.
Doesn't know who he is.
Nope.
Doesn't know where he is.
What just happened?
Has no idea who the president of the United States is.
They described it that he's had a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right.
All right.
We are not oblivious to the news that occurs over the weekend. The suspect wanted in the slaying of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, as well as in the shooting of a state senator and his wife, was found last night, armed and crawling in a field in a sparsely populated stretch of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz announcing that Vance Belter's capture at a news conference after saying Saturday that the suspect's alleged crimes included a politically motivated assassination. He has been both state charged and federally charged. The federal charges do carry the death penalty.
Good.
If they choose to exercise that. They have not said whether they will or whether they won't.
One of the things we've learned today is the suspect also went to the homes of two other lawmakers mm-hmm. and helped describe the timeline, Scott, because yeah. It really is the original daughter, the 18-year-old, who is one of the heroes in, mm-hmm. in bringing this idiot to justice.
So he goes to the home of Senator Hoffman and his wife at about around 2 o'clock in the morning, and he has a black SUV. Somehow he arranged to get emergency lights on it. They're activated. He's parked outside of their home. He goes up to the door. He's wearing what looks to be a police uniform, although it wasn't. And he has a silicone mask hiding his actual appearance. He bangs on the door and says, "Police, open up. Police, open up." Senator Hoffman and his wife come downstairs and they say, "Who is it? What do you want?" And he says, "It's the police. I'm here on a report of a shooting inside this home." They open the door, and Senator Hoffman says, "You're not the police." He barges his way in, allegedly, says, "This is a robbery," and then shoots Senator Hoffman 4 times, then shoots his wife 4 times.
They somehow miraculously survive.
Correct. He immediately leaves. By the way, everything I'm saying is an allegation as detailed in the court report. Gets into his car, drives off. He's got a list of people, 45 names on this list in his car. He goes to another home of another state lawmaker, knocks on the door. No answer. They were on vacation. Goes to a second, or check that, a third home. Knocks on the door. Police, police. And this is all detailed in Ring doorbell footage. Bangs on the door. Police, police, open up, open up. You know, by now it's about 2:30 in the morning. And these are all in different cities, suburbs of Minneapolis, yeah. St. Paul. Okay? Banging on the door. Open up, open up. The third home that he went to, nobody was there. He goes to the fourth.
Or no one answers. And I want to catch everybody up. In the meantime, the surviving 8-year-old daughter from the original first shooting that the lawmaker and his wife survive, she gets on the phone and says, this has just happened. Send help. So now police know something is going on involving a state senator.
Correct. But they didn't know if it was random or politically motivated. So then he goes to, now, unbeknownst to police, he goes to a fourth home. All right. This is the Speaker of the House, Representative Hortman, I believe is her last name.
Who was murdered with her husband.
Correct.
Yes.
And so word is getting around over the past 30, 40 minutes that the state senator and his wife have been shot. So in this other town, I believe it's called Brooklyn Park, if I'm not mistaken. One of the sergeants who had just completed her shift tells one of the cars in the police parking lot, I believe if I'm telling this correctly, hey, go check on Speaker Hortman's house real quick.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Right. I'm heading home. My shift is done. You guys are just getting started. Go over to Representative Hortman's house. They pull up and there is a police car in the driveway with the lights on. And there's a policeman standing on the front porch. They get out of their car. They're approaching and he turns around, this Belter, and fires on them. They seek cover. He barges through the door of this house, kills the Speaker of the Minnesota House and her husband, goes out the back door, leaves his 9mm, his body armor, and I think the mask, jumps over the fence and he's gone. But what he left behind was his car with all the writings, his fingerprints everywhere, a list of 45 lawmakers, I believe all Democrat, that he wanted to kill that night.
One of the things I read over the weekend was, had the 18-year-old not been able to hide, call 911, do what she did as she did it, there could have been God knows how many more killed. Mm-hmm. It breaks my heart that police arrived as the Speaker and her husband were killed. You know, that's the kind of thing you look at that, Scott, and you think, yeah. My God, yeah. 3 minutes earlier.
But had that sergeant not said,
yes,
hey, guys, go check on Speaker.
We wouldn't know who he is.
Hortman's house. He could have gone on through the rest of the night. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of the lawmakers, Scott, in Minnesota, who survived, is thanking lawmakers today because she was told, law enforcement today, because she was told that now that they have combed surveillance and ring doorbells and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. that the suspect was parked on her street early Saturday morning.
Mm. He did have a list in the car, and I'm going off what I saw and heard on the news earlier today. There were a number of notebooks in the car. There were three long guns. But when he went to the door, he had a 9mm each time, allegedly. But also in his car was a list of politicians that he presumably wanted to assassinate, not only in Minnesota, but also in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Nebraska, and Iowa. So six states total.
He is a father of five who had worked for decades in the food industry. He described in a video online quitting that industry to work on agricultural projects in Central Africa. And more recently, he had picked up jobs at funeral service companies, removing dead bodies from houses and nursing homes. And in one of his social media posts, he repeatedly said, "Pray for America."
Okay.
He's going to be held without bond. You know that.
Well, of course.
The judge today said, given the severity of the charges you are facing, I seriously doubt you have the funds to finance a legal defense.
Yeah. And we are not a political show, and we're not trying to get into politics. But it is impossible to ignore the biggest story from the weekend, and it is clearly this. And I stand with what Governor Wall said in Minnesota over the weekend. This cannot be allowed to be the norm. Sadly, if you look back on our history, it is.
And politically motivated assassinations?
Well, I'm just talking about violence toward politicians. And here's just a handful of recent examples.
The baseball game.
Well, the baseball game where Steve Scorsese was damn near killed and several others were injured. Of course, you had the two assassination attempts on
Gabby Giffords.
Well, Trump last year, Gabby Giffords. You had the assault of Paul Pelosi at the home of he and his wife, Nancy Pelosi, in San Francisco. I mean, it is American history, of course, four presidential assassinations and multiple attempted assassinations over our history. This cannot be allowed to stand.
So how do you prevent this? She was widely considered to be pragmatic, hard worker, and worked with people on both sides of the aisle.
They had to because the Minnesota House was split right down the middle.
Yes, but if you want someone who is willing to reach a hand across the aisle, he assassinated the very kind of lawmaker that is willing to work with everyone. And I'll ask you this, what kind of effect does this have on people running forward? We were talking about this over the weekend. I said, you could not pay me $1 trillion to run for political office. No. Because people are crazy.
People are crazy. And, you know, serving in office is, I would make the argument, a respectable.
There should be no higher calling than public service.
Yeah. And with the threat that, you know, some crazy out there is not going to like a decision that I make or a stance that I have, that I mean, not only the skeletons in my closet, but that fear, and I think that's the right word, is fear, that somebody who's crazy and armed with anything, whether it's a gun or a knife or whatever, Molotov cocktails, is going to take offense to a position that I have or a vote that I cast, and it's going to cost me and my family our lives because of it, I will never serve in public office.
His wife was stopped on Saturday morning by police officers near a convenience store 70 miles north of the shootings. Three of their five children got out of the car during the stop. All of them were cooperative and, quote, none were taken into custody. But I will ask you, you know, when you are this violent and this hell-bent on murder, I always find it very hard to believe that those closest to you do not know that you are a danger.
So he lived with a male roommate. I don't know where this wife factors in or where his kids were.
Five kids.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know where they were or where they lived, but he lived with a dude. And it was to this friend, roommate, that he sent his last text that said, I think I'm going to die today, or I'll probably be dead by today. And I ended it with, I'm sorry.
In a twisted way, I'm glad that he is not dead.
Oh, for sure.
I want him to face all of the justice.
Well, I at Maya stayed over the weekend because it was Father's Day weekend, and we were all watching the news yesterday, and me and T and Maya, and I said, there's no way they bring this guy in alive. I thought he would, you know, he would run as long as he could, and I'm glad I'm wrong. But I thought he would run as long as he could, and then once he finally got cornered like a rat, he would put a bullet in his brain.
You know, it was a drone that got him. Drone in part that found the heat in the woods.
And a witness, there was a lady. It was in a farm field, a very large farm field, and this lady was leaving her friend's house. And it was late in the afternoon, early evening. She looks out in the field as she's driving down this, you know, country road, turns to her right, looks out in the field, and there's a guy walking in this field dressed in black, sees the car, and ducks into the tall grass. She called 911 and said, I don't know if this is anything or not.
Right.
But I just saw a guy walking through a field wearing all black, and he ducked into the grass. I don't know. She called 911. She went to the nearest checkpoint, checkpoint, and said, there's a guy right over there who was wearing black, and he just ducked down into the grass. They circled that entire field and started moving in on
him. Good. Would it surprise you to know that his wife, when she was pulled over in the car with the children,
said, what did he do?
Was with several relatives. They had passports and cash.
Where are you reading this?
This is the local Fox 9.
Wow. I did not hear that.
Passports and cash.
Where are we headed?
Now, she has not been taken into custody. I'm a little surprised by that. You have the right to go to a convenience store with a passport and cash.
You have the right to leave the country.
Where are we going, sis? Where are we going?
Huh. Very interesting. That I had not heard.
My office assisted law enforcement from Hennepin County on a stop near a convenience store in the city of Onamia. Our role on this stop was perimeter. We did not search or question any of the occupants, but I was told by my staff who responded that the shooting suspect's wife was in the car along with several relatives. Quote, there was a large group of investigators from several metro agencies on the scene, and when they were stopped, they were found with passports and cash. She was not taken into custody.
Are the relatives the kids? Because if you have you and five kids, there's not many other seats in any standard vehicle unless we're driving a short bus.
Three of the relatives were children. It doesn't say who the others were.
Okay.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 on Dan and Parks.
We were just talking during the break, and I'm sorry, how is the wife not charged?
With what crime?
She was found at 10 a.m. in her car with at least three of the five children with weapons, ammunition, cash, and passports.
None of those are illegal.
During the manhunt of the man she is married to, that by then she had to have known they were looking for him. What time did they release the suspect's name?
Dana, I want to say it was either late morning, early afternoon on Saturday. They had it pretty quickly.
You want
quickly.
Me to believe she didn't know? No way. She knew. She needs to be charged.
Why is, well, with what, again, with what crime?
Accessory.
Okay. She could have been fearful that there would be retribution. Keep in mind, he didn't live with her. He lived with a dude.
He did live with her. He also had an apartment with two others.
So explain that.
I can't.
That's a little weird.
I can't explain anything about this. They lived with each other, husband and wife, on a rural property near the small town of Green Isle. Mm-hmm. He also lived part-time at a rental on Fremont Avenue in North Minneapolis with two roommates, according to the Wall Street Journal.
It's likely too early to know this, but is there any indication that she knew this was happening?
Well, I think that's what Dana's getting at.
How do you not know, Sam?
I mean, when
someone is that unhinged.
We look at all the serial killers that we've talked about over the years on this program, and their wives just had no idea that there were bodies in barrels in the backyard.
If there was a manhunt for one of those serial killers, and the wife was found with guns, ammunition, cash, and passports in her car, I would say she absolutely knew.
Well, or she knew that he was up to no good, and then he texts one of his roommates, and he did an interview over the weekend, and he's crying, and he's like, his voice is like three octaves higher, and he's going through this text, you know, that says, I may be dead by the end of tonight. I'm sorry. It's possible that this roommate, and I'm just speculating here, now we're just spitballing. The roommate calls his wife, Belter's wife, and says, I don't know what's going on, but I just got a really cryptic text. And he said that he might be dead by tonight and that, you know, he's really sorry and all this stuff. And she thinks to herself in her mind, oh, crap, it's him. Before it even becomes public knowledge, oh, crap, it's him. Load the kids, get the passports. We're getting out of here. And grab a couple guns while you're at it.
Text line is mentioning spousal protection laws. I believe that only applies to testifying against them.
Correct.
That is correct.
You can
in regards to charges against the spouse.
You remember the Boston bombing, and I'm still infuriated that she was not charged because she was in a 500 square foot apartment when they were building those bombs out of pressure cookers.
Correct. I mean, is it suspect? Of course it is. Does it look fishy? Of course it does. Was she involved? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I listened to the entire news conference today that the FBI had at around 11 o'clock this morning, or whenever it was, 11:15. There was no mention of this mysterious wife. There was mention of his roommate or roommates. So why not? I mean, the local media up in Minneapolis is all over this. Where's the national media on reporting about her?
The roommate is quoted as saying, I don't know why he did what he did.
He also claimed the roommate did that he never exhibited any signs of, let's be honest, going crazy. Of wanting to kill lawmakers based on their political beliefs and their votes. But he had six states picked out. Lawmakers in six states. Illinois, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa. Cray, cray. I don't understand.
How we got here?
No.
Some wires got crossed at some point.
But, you know.
Based on his job history, he had to be normal. I mean, you don't reach that level in your career.
And explain that to people. You were doing a little bit of research on that as well.
As far as I understand, when he was in Africa, he was working in some sort of philanthropic role because he quit his job in corporate to go raise money for the agricultural industry in Africa. That's a high-functioning, normal person job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and land a job like that.
But to Dana's point about how did we get here, let me ask this question. Have we always been here? Think back to the 60s, RFK, JFK, Martin Luther King, Harvey Milk in the 70s, assassination attempts against Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan.
Listen to this. The inconsistencies in the life, persona, and background of this man make a lot of sense when you understand that he is almost certainly a psychopath. He was living with roommates instead of his wife. Mm-hmm. Likely, she writes, because he's a violent domestic abuser, emotionally detached, highly paranoid. I love this. What we're seeing makes perfect sense when you consider he is a predator. My guess would be, and this is a psychiatrist on Twitter for what it's worth, he is highly organized and driven, pivots between seasons of dark, angry depression and high energy optimism and productivity, has delusions of grandeur, extremely paranoid, distrustful, thinks people in the government are out to get him, has bouts of violent euphoric rage, but always seems weirdly in control, wants the credentials of law enforcement, but lacks the mental and emotional stability to be a cop, has lots of big ideas, big plans, and big ambitions, so employers likely initially find that exciting, but he can't seem to make any of them happen because he has no genuine moral convictions or ideological motives.
Read that, narcissist.
Yes.
913-586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go at KMBZ.com. We will see you after the news, which starts in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.